EU car sales rise as electric vehicles, Chinese brands gain ground. New car registrations in the European Union rose 5.7% in the first half of 2026, industry data showed, as demand for electric and hybrid vehicles continued to grow and Chinese automakers rapidly expanded their market presence. A strong performance in June contributed to a positive first half of the year against a backdrop of persistent geopolitical headwinds weighing on the outlook, the European Automobile Manufacturers Association said in its July 23 report. ACA recorded 1,147,962 new registrations across the 27-nation bloc in June. Adding the UK, Iceland, Norway, and Switzerland, total registrations reached 1,407,332, up 13.1% from June 2025. Among the largest national markets, Germany recorded a 15.7% increase in total June registrations. France rose 11.4%, Italy gained 10.6%, and Spain increased 7.8%. Hybrid electric vehicles lead as the most popular powertrain choice among buyers, while battery electric cars reached 20.7%, the trade group said. In addition, plug-in hybrids captured 9.8% of the EU market. In a statement emailed to the Epoch Times on July 23rd, ACA Director General Sigrid De Vries described the first half results as encouraging. The challenge now is to translate this momentum into long-term progress. The direction is right. The speed is not, she said. Battery electric market share still needs to almost triple in under 4 years to meet the 2030 CO2 targets for cars and vans. Without stronger demand, manufacturers risk penalties on top of an already costly transition. Petrol car registrations fell 17.2% in the first half of 2026 from a year earlier, with declines in every major market. France recorded the steepest drop of 34.2%, followed by declines of 18.5% in Spain, 18.2% in Germany, and 17.1% in Italy. Petrol's share of the EU market fell to 22.2% from 28.4% a year earlier. Diesel registrations also declined, falling 16.5% in the first half of the year. Diesel's market share dropped to 7.5% from 9.4% over the same period, according to ACA. The market continued to benefit from robust consumer demand for a range of electrified technologies, driven primarily by market support measures, the group said. Chinese brands. The ACA data also showed Chinese automakers expanding their presence in the European market with BYD, Chery Automobile, SAIC Motor, and Li Motor, all reporting strong year-on-year growth in registrations during the first half of 2026. BYD's registrations rose 168.2%, while Chery Automobile's increased 268.7%. SAIC Motor, the owner of the MG brand, registered a 19.1% increase, and Leap Motors surged 526.7%. Stefan Michalski, regional consultant for Europe at automotive data and analytics firm Jado Dynamics, said on July 2nd that Chinese manufacturers were rapidly expanding in Europe after accelerating vehicle development in their domestic market. What we're witnessing is not just growth, it's industrial acceleration on a scale Europe has never experienced before, he said. Jado projects Chinese brands' registrations in Europe will exceed 1.3 million vehicles in 2026, up from just over 50,000 in 2020. European automakers. Volkswagen Group remained Europe's largest automaker during the first half of 2026. ACA said Volkswagen Group registered nearly 1.56 million vehicles in the EU, a 2.6% increase from a year earlier, giving it a 26.5% market share. Stellantis ranked second with 965,475 registrations, up 6%, while Renault Group followed with 620,250 registrations. Although its sales declined 4.2% compared with the first half of 2025. Michalski said that Germany and France remained difficult markets for new entrants, but also represented the largest opportunities for future growth. The battlefield will ultimately shift to Germany and France, he said. That's where scale, brand perception, and dealer networks truly matter. European automakers still benefit from strong brand recognition and customer trust, Michalski said, while new entrants face the challenge of building the same reputation. He added that expanding dealer and service networks takes time and investment, while EU tariffs on Chinese-made vehicles are also affecting pricing and production plans. The European Commission concluded its anti-subsidy investigation into battery electric vehicles imported from China in October 2024 and imposed definitive countervailing duties for 5 years. The duties, which vary by manufacturer, are applied in addition to the EU's standard 10% import tariff on passenger cars.